Once more, the Hindu festival is on target by the advertisement of the jewelry company. The famous PNG Jewelers in the advertisement for the upcoming Gudi Padwa festival removed bindi for their women audience reading the English news. This act is not just about how women celebrate Gudi Padwa, but also how they are being judged based on their attire. Soon after the screenshots and the paper cuttings were circulated on the internet, social media users called for a campaign, No Bindi No Business. The No Bindi No Business trend dates back to October 2021 when author Shefali Vaidya, following an American brand Fab India's Diwali launch, tweeted, "Speaking for myself. Not buying anything for hashtag Deepavali from any brand that shows models without a bindi. Hashtag No Bindi No Business." The trend forced clothing brand Fab India to change the Urdu name of its Diwali collection, Jashn-e-Rawaz, to Jhilmil Si Diwali. In a deliberate attempt of Abrahamizing the Hindu festival of Diwali, the Fab India group in its Diwali advertisement campaign had launched the Jashn-e-Rawaz collection. Bindi has nothing to do with an individual's personal choice. It is about brands the Hinduizing Deepavali with models looking like Rudalis at a janaza. If brands want Hindu money, they should respect Hindu sentiments, said Shefali Vaidya. Not about an individual's personal choice. It is about brands the Hinduizing Deepavali with models looking like Rudalis at a janaza. What you do in your personal life is your problem, but if brands want Hindu money, they should respect Hindu sentiments. Hashtag No Bindi No Business https://t.co/panshav1ftn. Shefali Vaidya, India, at Chef Vaidya, October 22, 2021. With the recent PNG advertisement, Vaidya has again called for the campaign, No Bindi No Business, from her official Twitter account. She also asked the users to boycott the brand and send mails and call on to their toll-free numbers to register their complaints. She wrote, "Check out ads by at PNG Jewelers for hashtag Gudipadwa in today's papers. Same Hindu festival, same model, same brand, but see the diff. PNG thinks Hindu women who read English papers celebrate hashtag Gudipadwa wearing no bindi. But, Wanak, women who read Marathi papers do. Hashtag no bindi no business. Check out ads by at PNG Jewelers for hashtag Gudipadwa in today's papers. Same Hindu festival, same model, same brand, but see the diff. PNG thinks Hindu women who read English papers celebrate hashtag Gudipadwa wearing no bindi. But, Wanak, women who read Marathi papers do. Hashtag no bindi no business pic.twitter.com/4447pgj8. Shefali Vaidya, India, at Chef Vaidya, March 18, 2023. Many users came out in her support and wrote. A user wrote, "This has been happening for years now. Showing only fermenting helps, low-paid workers in saris, bindi and all. The lady of the house would be in professional attire and only help fully endowed. How long some of us have been screaming about it." Another user wrote, "Frankly speaking, don't these woke actresses have any shame? In spite of hashtag boycott Bollywood completely, they still agree to this nonsense. Sleeveless blouses, no bindi. All women in cities don't wear bindis on festivals? At PNG Jewelers, what's wrong with you guys?" A user said, "Same is the case with many jewelers and fashion brands. They want money from Hindus but do not want to follow our culture. Shameful ad at PNG Jewelers, and these actresses are Hindus. How do they agree to these type of ads just for sake of money? Same is the case with many jewelers and fashion brands. They want money from Hindus but do not want to follow our culture. Shameful ad at PNG Jewelers. And these actresses are Hindus. How do they agree to these type of ads just for sake of money? Hashtag no bindi no business." Srinivas, India, at Nation_FRST, March 18, 2023. Another user wrote, "Sindoor bhi kidhar hai? These jewelers, what they think of themselves? Mafias or what? Sometimes it raises my mind thinking how would they be able to pay front page ads, showroom rent, staff salary, and advertising? This is not the first time PNG has done this. Back in 2021, Vaidya pointed out one of their advertisement presented as the Diwali collection. The model in that collection also not wear the bindi. Sad that even at PNG Jewelers want to show their models without a bindi for the Deepavali collection. Another brand scratched off my list. If you want Hindu money, learn to respect Hindu sentiments. Hashtag no bindi no business pic dot twitter.com/hshk7gu8wd. Shefali Vaidya, India, at Chef Vaidya, October 22, 2021. This is not the first time any ad has sparked controversy. There is a whole list to it, and every time the target is Hindu culture and their festivals. Talking about jewelers, the Malabar Gold and Diamonds and the Reliance Gold both have sparked controversies in the past. In April 2022, the Malabar Gold was trolled for one of their advertisements before Akshay Tritiya. In this ad, actress Kareena Kapoor Khan was seen without a bindi. A majority of Hindus expressed displeasure with the ad and called it an attempt to disregard Hindu traditions and festivals. Similarly, in April 2022, Reliance Jewelers was trolled for one of their jewelry collection, Rankar. As the model in the ad film was seen without a bindi on her forehead. Sorry at Reliance Trends hashtag nobindinobusinesspic.twitter.com/lariva42x. Shefali Vaidya, India, at Chef Vaidya, April 13, 2022. On March 8, Bharat Matrimony, a matrimonial site, shared a video associating the festival of colors, Holi, with harassment. In a video posted from their official Twitter handle, they wrote, "A lot of women have stopped playing Holi due to the trauma they experienced through harassment. Watch this video that brings this to life in a hard-hitting way. This Holi, let's celebrate Women's Day and choose to keep them safe every day. Hashtag be choosy, hashtag Holi, hashtag Holi 2023, hashtag Women's Day. This Women's Day and Holi, let's celebrate by creating safer and more inclusive spaces for women. It's important to acknowledge the challenges that women face in public spaces and create a society that truly respects their well-being, today and forever. Hashtag BharatMatrimony, hashtag bechuzipic.twitter.com/9bqxfixu. BharatMatrimony.com, at BharatMatrimony, March 8, 2023. Last year, actor Aamir Khan did the same by reversing the Griha Pravesh, a ritual where the newlywed bride enters her new house after the wedding. He was doing an advertisement for a small finance bank where the groom did the Griha Pravesh. This is against Hindu belief, and as said earlier, the whole industry is busy mocking Hindu beliefs to call themselves intellectuals. Hashtag Aamir Khan does it again, uses feminism to strike back. On pretext of badlav, change, suggests men should become dhar jamai. Bollywood brainwashes women to change traditions, but never cares if married men have equal right to residence in his wife's parental home. Hashtag voiceformenpic.twitter.com/i273afclbop. Voice for Men India, at Voice for Manand, October 7, 2022. Similarly, in September 2021, actress Alia Bhatt was featured in an advertisement where she questioned the age-old Hindu tradition of Kanyadan. She was shooting an advertisement for the famous ethnic brand Manyavar. Criticism and review as per Section 52 of Indian Copyright Act, 1957. pig.twitter.com/makai6z2cq8. Gems of Bollywood Fan, at Gob Fan Club, September 18, 2021. In October 2020, an advertisement by diamond brand Tanishq sparked controversy. It was called out by the netizens for promoting Love Jihad. The video showed a Hindu woman who is married to a Muslim family, preparing for her baby shower. Tanishq had to take down this advertisement following outrage on social media. The Tanishq, Love Jihad, ad that has now been taken down. Disgusting. pig.twitter.com/kuz1xbtvu. Sensei Kraken 0, at Yev the Kraken, October 12, 2020.